to Truth Is Now Treason. Welcome to this truth bit called When Things Just Don't Go Your Way. Now, truth bits, for those just joining us, are just one-week topics that hopefully will give you some encouragement, guidance for your daily life, positive words, teachings from the book, you know, the Bible. Have you ever had things not go your way? I believe you probably are a robot, not human, if you haven't, because we all have. And last year, in 2022, boy, we have had two sets of car brakes replaced. Just recently, we just had $4,000 worth of car repairs. Going back to last year, our lawnmower broke down, and the parts for the lawnmower would not be in for 6 weeks. We had doctor's appointments that had lack of customer service. It seemed to be failure after failure. I would have to follow up with these offices just to make sure these workers were doing their jobs. Sorry, if you're a medical worker and you're listening, I'm so sorry, but those were my experiences, and my experience has been atrocious. We had water softener repairs that we had to set an appointment 5 weeks in advance, only to have them cancel the day of the appointment. And we had to continue to call them back to get them to come out to fix the part. We had poor service at the eye doctors. I had a stepdad diagnosed with cancer last year. I mean, we even had to order a CPAP machine. And we were told that they were on back order and that we had to wait to get a CPAP machine. It's been over six months we had to wait. We had no shows for concrete bids. These are people who get paid to do a job, and they are failing extremely, which after so many gaffes, you get mad because you cannot seem to get a job done correctly. And then you get upset even more because you feel angry, and now you feel worse about yourself. You feel like crap, which leads you in a downward spiral, maybe even downright depression. I am sure you know what I'm talking about. Things just don't go the way you anticipate. Every now and then, I will just take the Bible and I will skim through some of the chapters looking for something to read. And many times a verse, maybe a couple of them, will catch my eye and I will zero in on that verse and whoa, it is always relating to something that I am facing in life and it applies to my situation. It seems to give me advice, encouragement, and definitely some kind of a promise I soon find out. It lets me know that God is aware of what's going on. He's aware of my hurt. He's aware of the agony or my depressed state, my problem. Let me tell you about something that happened to me. Working with people, no matter where you are, takes effort. And as a follower of Christ, when there seems to be no answers to conflicts or these conflicts, we have to rely on godly strength and wisdom. And so we try to respond in the best way possible. However, this can be difficult to do for me sometimes, but people just don't mesh together at times. Or the wrong person just gets in that leadership position and probably shouldn't be. Many times wrong choices are made and certain individuals are promoted to leadership positions that should never have been. This can even happen inside churches. And in many cases, it has, unfortunately, which is what I think happened in my case. I was working with this particular leader or so-called leader, and in the beginning offered my gifts, my talents, gave suggestions, things that I could do or I would be willing to do. Whatever services that this person needed, I would be willing to assist. And instead of responding with a thank you, you know, that's the normal response, or I will see what I can do, or yeah, let's do that. That's a really great idea because my ideas are always great, right? Just kidding. Instead of responding that way, my offer was completely ignored. Any role I did play in this particular ministry working with this individual was usually me initiating it. I was just ignored And my offers were not even acknowledged. And if I may speak plainly, I was treated differently than other individuals. I would probably sum it up as I was treated less than. That would probably be the best way to describe it. And I worked with this person for about a year, feeling I was not wanted on the team. And any conversation that occurred between the two of us was my doing. This person never openly engaged in any communications with me. This person never asked me, how are you doing? Nothing. I prayed that things would change. I prayed for God's guidance. I prayed that God would change me if it was me and change my perspective about this person if this was just me, because my emotions I felt began to change and I could feel myself getting angry at this person. Nothing changed between us. Because nothing changed, I no longer was enjoying what had always been fun to me, a talent that I had done my whole life. I didn't enjoy anymore. Finally, something happened that I just couldn't ignore any longer. And I had to make a choice. I had to make a decision. Was I going to continue to be miserable? Was I going to allow this to continue to happen to me? Because God never expects you to put yourself around individuals who are insistent on being douchebags. So I walked away from this ministry. I made a decision to quit working with this individual. And I would be lying if I said I wasn't hurt, even though I made that decision to leave this ministry I love so much. And when I made this decision, things that followed didn't go quite as I wanted them to either. And this so-called leader never even approached me to settle this conflict and to even talk it out. Matter of fact, when Dietrich said hello to this person one morning in the hallway, this person never responded with a hello back and jutted his chin higher in the air and looked straight ahead and continued to walk past Dietrich. I had some anger about the situation and couldn't believe I had not been given any compassion. I felt like no one cared. Thoughts like, you really got humiliated, Lennox, were in my mind. Man, this situation bombed. Now look at you. You are a fool, Lennox. All these thoughts were in my head about this. And looking humanly at this situation, I could find fault with a lot of things. Satan loves for us to do that, whether we go to church or not. And even if we aren't a church attender, Satan loves to give us an excuse to not attend. Come on, you know he does. But this is how amazing God is. God knew what I needed. And one morning, as I was skimming the Bible, this verse pops out, which is, again, usually how God speaks to me. Listen to what God said to me. Now, we've shared this verse before in another episode, but God gave me this passage for this specific instance. Isaiah 30, verse 18, and this is the New Living Translation. It says, "The Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion." It was something I needed right then and there. That word just bounced off the page. I felt like I hadn't been given any kind of compassion. And God knew it. People failed me because they absolutely showed zero compassion in my eyes. It goes on to say, "For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him." I knew through this passage, he was telling me something, and it was this. He was saying, "Lennox, I know what happened, and I will show you compassion because I never fail. Man may, but I don't. Therefore, I will rise up. I will act," meaning he will act somehow on my behalf. Isn't that amazing? The Lord of all is defending me. And that's probably what I longed for. I just wanted someone to defend me, and no one did. Anyone who knows me knows that I am about justice. So he uses those specific words, "For the Lord is a God of justice." That last line, "Blessed are all who wait for him," that meant, don't get yourself worked up over this. Don't try to bash this individual. Although I have no respect for this person's leadership abilities, and I know it is evident to some when I discuss the situation. But he's saying there's no need to get revenge or be vindictive. You will be happy if you wait. Just wait. Speak positively about the church. And you know what is wonderful? While I was waiting, God called me to do something else. He opened up doors for me to use my talents here with Truth Is Now Treason. I love it, and I am enjoying every minute of it. And it's been a couple years since this whole debacle happened. And recently, I just learned that this person is no longer in this leadership position. It was by choice, from what I understand. And it could have been that God acted to move this individual who should never have been placed in this position in the first place. Obviously, that's just my opinion. Or it could have been that God could foresee what was going to happen too. Either case, it doesn't matter. I believe this is why he told me to wait. And what God's word says will always be true. It will never be a letdown. And he never breaks his promises either. And I want to leave you with something else. In Psalm 145:13, it says, "He is a promise keeper. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made." Means he loves this other individual. He loves me. And all of us at times fight things like this. We fight discouragement over situations and circumstances that we face daily. We know that when God says it, though, it will happen. Isn't that pretty cool? So when things don't go your way, traders, remember, take captive every thought and go to God's word, and he will speak to you just like he did for me in this situation. Until next time, my fellow traders.